4NUE, mobile.
4DTY, how's it going, Chad?
Hey, what's going on, old man? How you doing today?
All right, even in the midst of this rain, what you up to?
Just out and about, just trying to take care of some, actually just trying to get away from the house, you know?
I'm actually headed up to Cary, North Carolina. I got a job up there tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, it's work, so, you know. And you get to get out of the house, too. That's a plus. Just to see it all evaporate when you get paid, right?
Copy that. Yeah, the last week and a half, we dealt with plumbing issues, and so I ended up redoing half of our basement because of plumbing, so I need a break, so I'm going to go work so I can have a break.
I understand that. You know, it gets really bad when she figures out how to spend it before it gets there.
With that bridge. I threatened her before I left. I'm like, listen, I don't want you on Amazon or anything. You need a... And I made her mad, which I did on purpose. I was like, you need to be cleaning the house and stuff. So she, it was funny.
Right. I think it wasn't too long ago we had one of those conversations. How much money has been spent on Amazon? How much? For what?
Both. I was waiting for a piece of camera gear to come in to fix something, and I go to the door because I heard a UPS come or Amazon, somebody. So I went to the door, and there's like three boxes out there, and I was like, I didn't order that much stuff. And so I go look at the label, and all three boxes are hers, and I was like, what are you doing?
So when I said that, it's, well, she says it's been some stuff that maybe we didn't buy that's been spent. And I'm just like, okay. And she says, like, LMR 400, I don't know what that is. And she just blinks at me. So I realize I better just be quiet. I better not say another word, not see where this is going.
Ain't that the truth? She's like, yeah, she's like, well, you know, why were you out there? And I was like, I'm waiting for a package. She's like, of what? And I was like, listen here. Mine is camera gear. It's what makes us money. So, but no, it was funny. Same boat. I don't really get on to her too bad because I know she usually tries to be careful, but you know how it goes. You got to pick on them every now and then, too.
That, I understand. Well, you know, mine picks back and stings a little bit.
Hear you there. Well, man, how's everything else going?
Pretty good, I guess. I'm just been kind of busy. Son is doing pretty good. He down in the shop today, and I was taking care of some things up at the house. And I had a friend come by to visit. You know what a shop fly is. You know, just coming. People just come and just sit down and just talk, just kind of impede the day. Well, Perry's never experienced that. So today was his first day of juking and jiving and not being able to get anything done in the shop. He didn't do too good, Daniel.
This client. And he would just stop by my house, which is rare because I don't allow most clients to come to my house. But you know what I'm talking about. But anyways, he would just show up at the door in the middle of, I swear the guy knew when I was my busiest. I don't know how he did it. He had a hidden talent. But he would just show up at my door, and then he'd just want to jaw around for like 3 hours, 2 hours. And yeah, I mean, it just destroys of it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, bud, listen, I'm fixing to destinate, so let me get on. Nice talking to you. You take care. If you need anything, give me a holler. I'm going to clear on out. It's KO4NUE 73, Daniel. I'm clear.
It was nice talking to you. Yeah, I heard you call out, and I wanted to at least say hi. You've been on my mind, but I'll probably call you later next week. I have a question for you, but we'll chat later. Anyways, have a good day in 73s. KI4DTY, I'm on the side.
KI4DTY, KI4EJY.
Santana?
Biz, how's it working?
And I'm on my mobile rig as well, but yeah, it sounds good.
Just happy it's working at all.
Okay, Kalaji, yours sounds good, but there's some noise coming from there somewhere.
You hush it up.
Chad, y'all might have to adjust the repeater or something, try and get that off.
Hey, Patrick, where you at today?
I am over here on Whitehorse right now. Actually done for the day and heading home.
Chad, I'm in Patrick. Sorry about that, Patrick. It's good to hear you.
And good to hear you today, too. And it's not the first time that's happened.
But no, your antenna sounds good, Elisha. So, Patrick, you're on Whitehorse. You're headed home today. You're done. I guess Wednesday is your short day, right?
No, Tuesday's my short day. Today's usually, I'm done maybe 45 minutes early, not huge.
Actually, about 5:30, 6 o'clock is usually when you're going home on Wednesdays. But how's sales going?
Pretty good today. It's just been a quick day.
To destinate here real quick. I want to jump out. 73s, good hearing from you, Patrick. KI4EJY, I'll be clear.
All right, 73s, Elijah, I'll talk to you later.
73s, Elijah, KO4HKX.
I put a newer antenna on, which you know about. I'm hoping it will help me stay on the repeater a little longer today.
Where are you heading to?
North Carolina, you know where that's at?
I know about where it's at.
It's Raleigh. Round three, and I got stuck with a client who, with a job that I was trying to get printed for them, and then they sent me the wrong size, and then I was like, are you sure this is the right size? Because this is not what we talked about, and then they ended up taking probably an hour to fix it, and then when I got it, it still wasn't done right, so I ended up trying to fix it for them.
By now, if you want it done right, do it yourself.
I was talking, and I said, this is what I get for letting the client do it themselves. Every time that happens, I still end up having to fix it, and which is what ended up happening. It just got drug out longer since they were trying to fix it.
No good deed goes unpunished.
But anyways, I'm helping out a buddy of mine in Cary, North Carolina. He got shorthanded on a wedding, and so he asked me if I'd come take care of it for him. But I don't know, who just not gets married on a Thursday? That's crazy.
You never know, it could have been the only night the venue was available.
Yeah, it's just crazy when they book a Friday. I get some Friday weddings. We do Friday weddings often, but Thursday is just one of those weird days to have a wedding, it seems.
You're going on a cruise and it leaves tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, there's any number of things it could be, really.
Anyways, head up there. and then from there I go to Somerville, South Carolina.
I was on that expedition this weekend.
Yo, I got a question for you, bud. Hey, Patrick. Does the paycheck for Thursday weddings, does that spend any different?
Different, but it's also not as much either.
I see. Okay. All right, I'm just checking.
Happy to have the job, so... So no complaints here. The only complaint is probably this traffic a little bit and the fact that I'm going to Cary, North Carolina.
Here.
I just bought tires for my expedition yesterday, and I did not enjoy that at all.
I'll let you buy them for the tool truck.
I get that. That's not cheap to operate, period. So I can only imagine they're what, probably $700 a piece? I don't know.
I haven't priced them in about 2 years, so but it won't be long before I have to find out.
Had four brand new tires on his trailer, and then probably a month ago he did, and then last week he got stranded with a flat tire.
That's usually my luck too, put new tires on and then have a flat.
I didn't enjoy that at all. He was pretty down that day since it was already a slow week for him anyways, but he managed. But yeah, I can't imagine what you're gonna have to spend for tires. Will you kind of rotate? Will you just kind of buy more like four tires at a time or two tires? What?
Probably just buy four rear ones. They tend to wear out faster than the front ones.
Taking off, launching off?
Just because you're, like you say, you're taking off, but it's not like I'm launching. You don't get anywhere in a hurry in this thing. Put on diesel.
That. Yeah, no, it was not fun when they quoted me how much, but it doesn't matter where you get tires, they're going to be expensive.
Roger that. But at least you got nice new tires for the drive in the rain.
They were already, I hit the little ball on it probably 3-4 months ago, so I knew I was pushing my luck, and I went to go get the oil changed, and a week ago they said, do you need to get some new tires? And I was like, yeah, I know. And so he was like, are you going anywhere? Because it's that great entire place where I usually go. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be going up to North Carolina and South Carolina. He's like, you should probably look at changing these.
Probably a smart decision.
Did Steve tell you I picked up that 878 from him?
Yeah, he told me. I was going to ask you about it. Did you get the code plug from Elijah?
PC, so I just gave him the radio and asked him to program it for me.
You can't do the simple stuff.
You can't do the simple stuff. I also don't have to worry about viruses either, though. Computer viruses either.
That Mac can't get a virus?
It's rare for it to get a virus than a PC.
Harder to get anything done.
Harder to get a virus. It's hard to get the workarounds for it. But no, it's pretty rare to get a virus on the Mac, period.
I've never used one of them, so I don't know. All I know is the programs that I've ever went to use don't work on them, so it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, definitely copy there, but no, I don't. I'm looking at getting just a small little
I don't know, just a cheap PC, like a little laptop thing. I had gotten one from someone else, and it wouldn't load up the software, but I'm going to try it again. I'm going to give it to my other brother who is an IT tech and see if he can figure out what's going on with it.
Going down to Sumter for you. Got a wedding down there?
Somerville. Sumter is closer to Greenville, and Somerville is closer to lower Charleston. I think it's about an hour away from Sumter. But yeah, I have a wedding there, so I'll come up here to Cary, do this wedding tomorrow, and then I need to leave about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Hope, Somerville, which is about a five and a half hour drive, and I have a wedding there Friday.
Will you be careful out there traveling on the weekends?
Try to do my best here, as somebody just about ran me off the road. He's not even paying attention. No, it'll be good. Hopefully, I think it's supposed to be like in the 80s on Friday, so it's amazing we don't have the bubonic plague from it being 30s, now going to be the 80s.
Sorry about that. Trying to eat my sandwich. This hot and cold, it's got everybody's sinuses messed up.
McLaren. Yeah, and, yesterday my allergies just started going berserk crazy. I was shocked. It kind of held off, but guess I need to go get some medicine.
I'm up pretty easy there on there, though. But, Daniel, I'm going to hop off here for a little bit, and you be safe this weekend. Good to talk to you. And maybe I'll talk to you on down the logger over the weekend while you're traveling home. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yep, have 7-3s and have a good one, and I hope you have a great weekend as well. KI4DTY, I'm on the side.
TY, KI4EJY.
Hi.
Hey, did you just need me to grab that box and the canopy, or was there anything else I needed to grab for you?
Not just that, the canopy, because I guess you need it, right?
The canopy. I didn't know if there was anything else you needed me to grab for you. I wasn't sure if you grabbed your fishing pole and stuff like that.
So I should be good there. And just that orange box, if you can grab it.
Okay, copy that. I'm about to stop at the store real quick and get some junk food for tomorrow or the trip, I mean.
Have anything else? I think pretty much everything else I need is here. So we'll see what. Unless I remember something, I'll let you know, but I think that should be it.
Well, I'm not sure what time I'll make it over there yet, but I'll swing by tomorrow and I'll try and remember to grab the box. Assume it's sitting together.
You're going to be coming over. And yeah, put the box and the canopy. They're side by side. So they're at the, they're with the joiner, you know, where the door is. I put them right there.
Okay, sounds good. I guess just let me know what time you think you'll be heading that way. And I'll find a repeater in that area that you should be able to call me on if you need to.
Maybe find one that it goes lower. That way maybe I can try to reach you when I leave. I'm probably, I don't know, I'll let you know. It depends on what time the wedding actually ends. But there's a good chance that you probably won't see me until Saturday morning.
Well, Davis may be leaving early. He's been preaching somewhere on Sundays, and he hasn't been able to find a replacement yet, so he may be, I don't know if he's planning on leaving Saturday night, if he can't, or Sunday morning.
Well, it's fine either way, but yeah, don't forget the radio too. I did bring my little Radiodity, so I have it, but wanted to try that DMR.
Sitting with my stuff and the laptop. I got, went ahead and grabbed my laptop and the chargers and everything, so I'm sure we'll have to do a little bit of adjustment to the menus and stuff like that. You know, prioritizing repeaters and setting up a couple simplex channels, but it's at least the base. My radio will be up, set up the same way, and Isaac's is set up the same way. So at least gives us a start, and we can adjust them as we need to.
Hey, I have to stop at the gas station real quick, so I got to step out for a second. But I can call you back. KI4DTY.
I'm getting to the store, and then I'll be heading home in a few minutes. So I'll be clear. KI4EJY.